This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and happy Monday. We'll be checking with Vinny in a second here. He is broadcasting from Disneyland all day today. Boost Mobile bringing us this portion of the program.
It's time to win $1,000 cash. This hour's code word in the 12K a day national contest is...
Party. It's a party. Ain't no party like the pre-party, and after the party's a parking lot party at the parking lot party. Party. Text the word party, P-A-R-T-Y, to 72881 by the top of the hour to win $1,000. That number again is 72881. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000 message and data rate supply. Party is this hour's code word.
Hey!
So hold on. Oh, go ahead. I got a sponsor for somebody.
Go ahead.
No, it's all right.
Everyone, go to the Outside 73 Instagram. I posted a picture of Isla hanging with Mulan.
That's such a cute picture. Mm-hmm.
They're BFFs.
Did you pimp it out? Let me look at it.
Oh, yeah, I pimped it out. Please.
Of course you did. Talking to whom and the master of the pimping.
Probably won't find it, though.
Okay.
I know. It won't show up on my feed or
not
anything.
Not because of you.
Me too.
Anyway, Isla's having a ball down there.
Yeah,
what's better than, you know, Disneyland when you're that age? Like, it is literally magic.
Or any age.
Play right? I'll Make a Man Out of You.
That's for every age.
It is for every age, but 4 years old, that's the age, man. You're just eyes wide open, not jaded. You know, 4 is the best year. Can't believe Vinny's going to reset the clock to 0. Vinny!
Speaking of, that's one of the things that's been happening is she's like, let's get sister in the photo. So she's posing next to the belly.
Aww.
For the family pictures here at the park. I'm like, oh boy. Okay.
Well, that's cute.
And even mom's like, all right, let me unzip the jacket. Hold on.
Let's get the baby out.
She's all park it up, and it's, you know, I think it was 65 yesterday. Can't take it.
Yeah,
too cold.
It's actually supposed to be a little warmer this week.
And it's warmer up here, down here today for sure. But yesterday, 60-something, and people were parking up.
Yeah. It's chilly. There was frost all over my car this morning when I...
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Super bummer.
Well, the rain's not supposed to come back till later this week.
Scratching the frost off my window, trying to get out of there.
When's the heat coming back?
It's summertime, I guess. I don't have the schedule on that.
This is good. We needed a late winter, spring, early spring push of rain. It's good.
Definitely. I heard not a lot of rain this week, but toward the end of the week we might be looking at some. But man, it's been good. It's been raining. All right. So the celebrity trash is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com. That is a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month for March.
Riveting.
It is Oakland's Uptown, the Bay, Sunnyside.
Oakland. Uptown is where I got my hair at Beeble's Salon done.
Oh, is that so? So
yeah,
you just
uptown,
went over to
Oakland.
You just checked out the Oakland Spotlight neighborhood.
Yeah, it's kind of become over the past years, it's become sort of their entertainment district.
Oh.
The Paramount's around there, the Fox Theater. They have lots of restaurants around there.
All right, so they are our sponsor for Celebrity Trash. Everybody, go to Oakland. Speaking of Oakland, if you haven't seen Black Panther, what are you waiting for? God, I love that movie. And there, you know, everybody was on the red carpet last night from that movie. I have to say, my personal best dress last night, I loved Jennifer Lawrence's dress. I thought that was absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Taraji P. Henson. Vinny, I don't know if you saw her come out. She comes out to present this award. She's got this dress on. I don't know, maybe her other leg's like all like misshapen or something, but she has this one great leg that she was sticking out of her dress.
Not the janky leg, right?
Yeah, not her janky leg, but her good leg. She had her good leg out, and she just looked like a goth goddess. Like, it's this black dress, and it was sort of like, I don't know, it was sort of hard to get a handle on what was happening with it. It was mm-hmm. all like layered. And she looked so beautiful. Yeah.
Wait,
I was like,
so
now,
you're saying Taraji P. Henson from which film?
She is
she's
Cookie from Empire, but she's been in a bunch of different stuff. I don't know if she was in something this.
No, like, she was in that movie about the NASA.
She was in Hidden Figures. Okay. That's right. So last year they were up for a bunch of stuff, so she was just presenting, I guess. But she just looked so beautiful. I was like, she might have to get best dressed for me. She looked just gorgeous. And then Lupita Nyong'o, who plays, oh my God, she's so beautiful anyway. But she's in Black Panther, and she had this like kind of gold and black dress on. Just looked amazing. But that Jennifer Lawrence dress.
You want to hear something about Black Panther real quick?
Yeah.
On the plane I was reading Rolling Stone. The new one has Chadwick Boseman on the cover.
Yeah.
You know, Black Panther.
Yeah.
And he was saying that, in the interview, he was saying that Denzel Washington paid for him to go to acting school. That apparently he was in a class taught by Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
Of Cosby fame.
Yeah.
And they him and a few other students were good enough and wanted to go to this next level, and they didn't have the dough, and she hit up some people for the money, and one of them was Denzel Washington. And all these years Bozeman's been holding on to the story that Denzel paid for him to go to acting school, and Denzel didn't even know it.
Oh, he just gave money to Claire Huxtable.
Yes. So they had an opportunity to meet, and he was able to say to him, hey, I'm one of the people, when you made that donation, that was able to go to school. And Denzel's response was, that's why I'm here. You owe me money. And I thought,
that's
quick.
Funny.
Good for him.
I miss the original guy you were talking about, Vinny.
Chadwick Boseman, the actor who plays Black Panther.
Oh.
He was on you saw him last night. He had the black tux on, but it had like the embellishments, the design embellishments kind of around the collar.
Okay. Hmm.
Have you seen Black Panther yet?
I haven't.
Oh, my God. Wakanda forever.
When you started the conversation is, what are you waiting for? What's turning me off is that I'm not into the Marvel or superhero movies. I'm just not. So what's going to attract me to this? The Oakland part is something there for me to go, yeah, proud of you, Oakland. But what else is there for me?
I actually don't even think of this as being a superhero movie because, I mean, there is some fighting and some, you know, the conflict or whatever. But it's not like a Captain America kind of thing. It's very, it's the story of this place and what's going on with it. Like, it's really, I just loved it. There's just so much to love there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so funny because that Danae Guerrera, I think her name is, she's on The Walking Dead. She plays Michonne, but she's like the general of their little, oh my goodness, is there a band kicking in over
there's
there?
There's literally a marching band walking by the front of my desk right now.
Well, you are at Disneyland.
I'm trying my best.
Hey, you're fine. It's just so funny.
It's hilarious. People, he's in Disneyland, everyone.
And yes, Vinny is having another baby. The text machines, apparently people missed the announcement on Friday, and the text machine is going wild right now since we mentioned it. The answer is yes, Vincent is having another
baby. On Friday, you guys were so mad at me that maybe that people were like, I don't understand what's happening, but boy, he really screwed up.
Yeah, you did screw up, that's for sure. End of that. So Shape of Water had a big night at the Oscars. It won 4 awards, including Best Picture and Best Director for Guillermo del Toro. It was also the first science fiction film to win Best Picture. And it's funny because they keep calling it sci-fi. And I don't think it felt super old-fashioned. And it felt more like fantasy than sci-fi to me. Like, they find this fish guy. Really? Didn't feel sci-fi. But that's what they're calling it. Frances McDormand won Best Actress for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Her co-star, Sam Rockwell, got Best Supporting Actor. And they had two of the most memorable speeches of
did
the
they?
Night. They did. Let's start with Sam Rockwell accepting his award for Best Supporting Actor.
He's like, clock, Jimmy. I want to get that ski jet or whatever that was. I'd like to thank the Academy. Never thought I'd say those words. When I was 8 years old, I was called into the principal's office, and my father was looking very solemn, and he said, we got to go. It's Grandma. And we got in the car, and I said, what's wrong with Grandma? And he said, nothing. We're going to the movies.
It was... This delivery on it was so great. Like, there's a guy who last year at this time, I'd never even heard of that guy.
Sam Rockwell?
No, I'd never heard of him.
Get out of here.
What else has he been in that I would have seen?
He's done a ton of fun stuff.
I get it. He's done a ton of stuff, but he's like a character actor guy whose name I'd never heard. Like,
I'm surprised.
Okay. But now he's just, and oh my God, he hosted Saturday Night Live a few months ago, and he was just so freaking, he appears to not care at all. He's just going for it. And enjoying every minute of this whole thing. And I mean, I know his name now, that's for sure. I'm actually looking forward to seeing him in other stuff.
So, another spoiler alert. Did you ever see The Green Mile?
Yes.
Sam Rockwell was the guy who was really the guy who killed the little girls that the black man was.
Oh, really?
That's it. That's how good of a character actor he is.
That's so funny. Now I have nothing on that.
Wasn't he in Matchstick Men?
He was. But
yeah, I like that movie. That was with Nick Cage.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, that was kind of a borderline indie film. Well, I just thought you might remember him from Green Mile.
Well, I definitely saw that movie, but I don't remember him. How old is that guy?
Rockwell?
Yeah.
He is 49.
Oh, boy.
And we were saying earlier that he grew up in San Francisco, went to school in Daly City.
Hooman was saying he's like a Daly City guy.
And I was kind of reading a little bit of the bio stuff, and he was saying that all he wanted to do, let's see, he attended San Francisco School of the Arts for his high school education with Margaret Cho and Aisha Tyler, but dropped out before graduating. He then received his diploma from a different school, Outward Bound Style Alternative High School, called Urban Pioneers, because as he explains, all I wanted to do was get stoned, flirt with girls, and go to parties.
Oh.
Hey.
Vinny, I thought you would like that one.
Yeah.
Well, he's in the right line of work.
That's my high school life right there.
Frances McDormand... Oh, my God. The funniest thing about it was the very last two words that she said.
I have two words to leave with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Inclusion rider.
And the place is like, what? And that's a room full of people who apparently should know this term.
Right, right.
So immediately we Google that, and we're not the only one. It pops right up. Every Twitter's going crazy
over
the thing.
Anyone know what she just said?
Yeah, so,
anyone know what this means? Is it writer,
like, is it
writer?
Like a writer, or is it a rider? Like a so. If you haven't Googled it already,
I haven't. I actually am riveted to you right now because I was curious, and then I went, I don't care.
Yeah, I thought it was just so funny. The place goes dead silent. Like, what is that? So here it is. It's a clause an actor or actress can put in their contract demanding that the cast and crew of a film be more diverse. Huh. And
no.
I'm like, okay, I guess inclusion rider is the way to go.
Inclusion rider.
You know, Francis, if you want people, like, I didn't look that up, but if you want people to be, and some did, it sounds like, but the crazy maniacal laughing in the middle of
speech. Play that where she makes everybody stand up. And everyone's super uncomfortable. Like, all these chicks are all like, okay,
and everyone
I guess I'll stand
did not
up.
Stand up, by the way.
Well, she asked for only nominees. So go ahead.
If I may be so honored to have all the female nominees in every category stand with me in this room tonight. The actors. Meryl, if you do it, everybody else will. Come on. The filmmakers, the producers, the directors, the writers, the cinematographer, the composers, the songwriters, the designers. Come on. Ms. Boyne. Okay, look around, everybody. Look around, ladies and gentlemen, because we all have stories to tell and projects we need financed.
Well, she does sound a little cuckoo, but she does sound overwhelmed with emotion, you know?
Hey, if you get that,
it sounded like a turkey.
Like the cuckoo
someone
nets needed to come out. Someone needed to net her and pull her off.
Someone
stage.
Get her prepped for Thanksgiving dinner.
If you get the beginning of her speech, she makes more of that sound without the applause.
Right.
Oh, after that?
No, at the very beginning, right when she went, she goes up and she goes,
okay. So I'm hyperventilating a little bit. If I fall over, pick me up because I've got some things to say.
Hilarious.
She's a good actor.
Do a combo, do a mashup between those two.
Okay. So I'm hyperventilating a little bit.
Am I the only one who's finding her a little annoying and over the top?
He was in Charlie's Angels.
He was.
He was. Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, I don't. I did
and
not see Charlie's Angels.
Iron Man 2.
Oh yeah, what was he in? I definitely saw that movie.
They were texting that he was in.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the first time I noticed him. Okay. am I alone thinking like I'm a little bit over Frances McDormand? Like I'm a little bit over.
It's cool.
Well,
you know what?
Over the attitude.
It was
like
cool,
the,
and she won, and she—that's her moment to do what she wants with it, and she tried to be. But that laughing was tough.
Yeah, I don't know. She just—the whole like bag lady thing she's got going on is a little bit like it's almost like she's trying too hard by not trying at all.
Okay. Right.
All right. So you remember in Iron Man 2? Remember Mickey Rourke was the bad guy, the Whiplash guy?
I guess I do actually remember that.
So the guy that financed Mickey Rourke is Sam Rockwell.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Does that help?
That doesn't help me.
You're welcome, everybody.
Really, the guy that financed the guy that I can hire.
Francis, how did I do?
Let's see here. I wanted you to, you know, I guess I'll get to some of this at 7 o'clock, but play me a little bit of the Jimmy Kimmel opening. He was so good. He's so relaxed.
I'm not exactly sure if I isolated that particular part of it.
Play me the really? Okay.
I have some Jimmy Kimmel stuff. Him talking about Black Panther and women in media.
Anything you got. Give me what you
want. Black Panther and Wonder Woman were massive hits, which is almost miraculous because I remember a time when the major studios didn't believe a woman or a minority could open a superhero movie. And the reason I remember that time is because it was March of last year. Here's how clueless Hollywood is about women. We made a movie called What Women Want, and it starred Mel Gibson.
Yeah, but we hadn't heard the tapes yet.
Right.
You know, in Hollywood's defense. All right, so Will Gregg, because I want to hear that whole thing about the jet ski, but we can do that at 7 o'clock.
And then let's go over our picks.
Yes.
Our ballots.
We'll get all our ballots out. We have yours here, too, Vin. Allison Janney won Best Supporting Actress for I, Tonya. She's great. That was a pretty tough category.
How was her speech?
I don't even remember.
You don't?
What'd she say?
I don't want to thank anyone. It was me.
Yeah.
It was just me.
I did it all by myself.
I did it all by myself.
That was great.
It was really funny.
Did she laugh when she said that?
Yeah, well, afterward, okay. You know. That was the first thing out of her mouth. It was really funny. Gary Oldman won Best Actor for Darkest Hour. Get Out was up for a lot of stuff, but the one major that it won was Jordan Peele got up there, became the first African-American to win Best Original Screenplay.
And, good for him.
That was such a great moment.
It was great.
We were clapping in the living room for him.
Well,
we were so happy.
It was just lovely. Like, he, you know, just talked about how much he love movies and
told everyone quiet down. I'm trying to win the jet ski too because they were clapping so long for him.
The winner of the jet ski was Mark Bridges, the costume designer on Phantom Thread. He went 36 seconds, and at the very end, they wheel out it's a giant jet ski,
mm-hmm.
like a good for three people. Oh, didn't they throw in like a weekend at Lake Havasu or something?
Yeah, you could drive there and you could stay at the Days Inn.
Yep, they showed them room.
Hey, don't forget to mention what Mark Bridges was wearing when he came out on the jet ski.
Oh, well, he was wearing one of those life vests.
Yeah,
life
big vest. Orange life
vest. Big That's orange funny. One. And he had Helen Mirren posed on the back. Looked pretty good. Yeah, I thought Jimmy did a great job, and I thought that was, whoever came up with that bit, that's super creative. I think they should do that every year, the prize for the person who goes the shortest. Although, they're whining about, you know, let's keep the speeches short. And then they're playing all these huge, like, montage chunks of old movies. I was like, cut a few of those.
Yeah, I guess they had to do it because it was 90. 91, 92, 93, 94, they won't do any of that, right?
I guess so. The 100th, you know they're going to go crazy.
You know what was great that nobody's talked about? We didn't have to hear from the president of the Academy Awards. That falls flat every year.
That's
praise
true.
The Lord that they cut that
they,
out.
They bring out the PricewaterhouseCooper people. Right?
Yeah, that yeah. was going to be good. Well,
I didn't see that.
They'd get booed.
Yeah, I know. They're on probation this
they're
year.
They're like, we're going to be in the background this right. year.
And did you notice that each of the envelopes had written very large on it what it was for?
Yeah. Because we could read, you could see what it was. I'd be like, pause it. Let's see what they're about to announce. Because we'd
oh,
be like,
all right,
short
score.
Film, fast forward that. Right. Fast forward that.
We don't have all night here. all right, so we'll get to more Oscar stuff. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff. I actually am going to talk to you guys and need your opinion, Sarah, on One Night Stands and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. Vinny is broadcasting from Disneyland today, and you could go, too. At 8:30, we have your chance to get happy with a visit to Disneyland Resort. There's a big grand prize involved in everything. Yeah. So 8:30, 11:30, and 4:30, we have chances for you to win. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're here for that. All right, we're heading down to Disneyland right now, where Vinny is with Eduardo Orozco.
That's right, Sarah. So I'm sitting here with Eduardo, who's going to tell us about the Get Happy promotion that Disney has going. But talking with you just prior to coming on, you're not just a media genius. You're also someone who works here at the resort making bread.
Yes, sir. That's correct, Vinny. Good morning.
Good morning. So he went straight for the... And it's better than San Francisco's bread. And I was like, whoa, egg
breaker. We are known for our bread.
It's Bodine.
Nice job. So, Eduardo.
Yes, sir.
While your day job is making bread, you are here to tell us about the events if someone were to come to Disney right now. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is we want our guests to be more happy and happier than ever, because not only is this a great time of year to visit the Disneyland Resort, but also we have some cool attractions that'll really up your game. For example, if you go into Disneyland itself, I recommend getting on Star Tours, The Adventure Continues. Have you been on it, Vinny?
I have not been on it yet, but I
Dude.
Will do it today. I'll tell
Dude,
you,
really?
I'm here with my four-year-old, and we are, and I got to be careful how I word this, because I said chasing princesses, and that isn't good. And then hunting princesses isn't good,
but we are
doing princess meet and greets right now. She's four. It's her thing. But I will get on the Star Tours today, and I have done... We are positioned in California Adventure right now, where we're broadcasting from, right on the street at the base of the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which I have been on.
Oh. Very cool.
And it's excellent.
Isn't it awesome the way Rocket invites you to come and save his buddies because the collector has them? And also, don't forget to go to Radiator Springs, get on Radiator Springs Racer, and for the little one, go on Luigi's Rollicking Coasters or Tow Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. All cool stuff to do.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No. You go ahead, because Eduardo is going to finish up telling us about the More Happy overview with the Cars Land has a couple new things, right?
Well, Cars Land, yes, it always has cool stuff to do, but what you want to do in Cars Land is immerse yourself in Radiator Springs. So it's like walking into the movie itself. It's really awesome. Star Tours has two new planets that you can go venture to. That's really cool, Planet of Crate and Batu. So visit Disneyland.com, folks. Make your plans. San Francisco is a few hours away. Get the kids involved. Time to get more happy.
Thanks, Eduardo. Yay. Appreciate it.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, Vinny?
Yeah, I didn't want to get to that part yet.
Oh,
speaking
sorry.
Of,
go ahead.
Thank you, Eduardo. Speaking of San Francisco in Disneyland, so yesterday I'm walking down the path, and I see a dude I recognize, and I'm looking at him, and he's got a 12-pack of beer, and I'm like, man, he's handsome, and he's got a 12-pack of beer. Boy, if only I was younger. And then I go, I know this guy. And he goes, Vinny. And I go... Yeah. And he goes, it's Cam. I got married on your show.
Oh, Cameron. Married Chris on our show, right?
Yeah. So that the gay marriage we did.
Yeah,
down
years,
here,
it's a few
partying.
Years ago. Oh, how funny. Well, clearly he's got a guy's walking with a 12-pack of beer.
Yeah. Oh, it was such a neat moment as I walk around. I was saying earlier as we're walking in, a bunch of fans of our show are down here and enjoying, and it's almost like being home because we have so many people from San Francisco here visiting. So pretty cool stuff. I also saw another couple from Santa Cruz right in our hotel room. I'm like, what's up? All right, cool.
You saw they were in your hotel room?
No. Did I say hotel room?
Yeah.
Sorry, in our hotel.
I was Vinny, you guys brought another couple with you?
No, that didn't come out right.
All right.
Sorry. All right, now you can hit my news.
Okay.
Sender.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland. Hey, also happening here is California Adventure has a food and wine festival.
Yeah.
And the food booths that are set up are so incredible. We're going to eat at them all day today and just graze. They've got peppers and avocados and other veggies and citrus grove and artichokes. They're just like, it's actually full on, well, it's delicious too, but it's health food. Pretty great.
I love that. Sounds so delicious.
I know.
Oh my God.
It's pretty great. We're going to do that all day today. All right. So I teased you with one night stands as
yes.
we were getting ready to get into the news. So let me ask you, Sarah, you've had a couple of those, right?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
What would you say are the ingredients that make a good one night stand? Not just an average, but one where you go, that went great.
You know, I mean, obviously it's been a really long time for me, but I got to say, I don't know that I had that many great one night stands. Like true one night stands are, I don't know, they're a little unfulfilling overall, frankly. It's like, oh, well, that happened.
But then you did it again a bunch of times.
Sure.
So
well, I was in a different city every night, Vin. So it was, you know, it was easy. Easy enough to do. I knew I was leaving the next day.
But there was no quest to get the perfect sort of hit and run.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think my situation was unique because I would literally be standing on a stage somewhere singing and find a cute boy in the audience and give him that look and, hey, come on over
That's
here.
So funny.
I know. It was really easy. I was hot back then, you know.
Oh, we all were.
I know.
the
good old days.
What are the ingredients that make up the perfect one night stand?
Well, you have to have that feeling like, oh my God, this person is so hot.
I have got to bone that guy.
Yeah, I've got to do this tonight, now. There's definitely that part. And then, you know, the act itself has to be fantastic. And then
it never is.
And then sometimes it is. And the act of getting out is really key.
Right, departure.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's really key for me.
So
get your clothes and get out.
I'm glad to hear that you had some useful answers, because those, in my opinion, that's it. It is that the sex has to be worth it.
Mm. Yeah.
And then the parting has to be clean.
Yeah.
It's a one-night stand. It's like, high five, have a good one.
Yeah. Like, I've actually had people over to my place, and then I will...
That's too much.
If they're not leaving on their own, I will actually get up, get dressed, and go, okay, come on, I got somewhere to go. And then we both leave at the same time. I drive around the block, get back into my house, and do whatever I have to do.
That's actually a nice way to do it, because, you know, you could just push them out and be like, I was just kidding, I don't have any place to go. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
I wanted to do the story. I wanted to hear your story more than I wanted to do the story, but it's actually...
Ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Right. The research found that women like one-night stands as long as these two conditions are met, which is, one, that they initiated it, and two, the other person is good at sex.
The problem is you can't know going in. Sometimes guys talk a big game, and it's just like, wow, that was a little underwhelming.
Uneventful, yeah.
Glad you liked it.
They also found that men and women both have a tendency to regret it if... the act was not good.
Yeah.
As in, well, that wasn't worth it at all then.
Sometimes it's a total disaster.
Yeah.
I can't believe I let that happen.
Never again. Till next weekend.
Hashtag. See you next Friday.
That's funny. So after having a bad one, Sarah.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, like the sex was bad or the guy just turned out to be it. Did you just try again in the next town?
Sure.
Like, shake it off?
Yeah. I mean, if there was someone cute, you know, which there usually was.
Can I ask you about this? I guess I never have. So your band was called what, Geneva?
Yeah.
And you guys were a covers band?
We were.
And so you were performing where?
Different nightclubs and, we did a bunch of proms. We did a few weddings.
You boned people at prom?
No, not at, I didn't bone any. Those were the nights when I couldn't get anybody. Unless there was a cute teacher.
Did you do that?
I don't remember that. I don't think so. Prom, you usually only got a couple proms a year because they happen all in one season and you'd be, you'd be booked or you'd have like 3 weekends of proms. Do some weddings. I got laid at a few weddings.
You did?
Sure.
At the wedding itself?
No,
or?
No, after the wedding. We had like something like 150 songs. We'd do four sets if you wanted us to, you know?
So at these shows where you're
trains
doing...
Trains there, Vinny.
On you, Sarah.
There's a cable car right in front of me. By the way, if I sound like I get distracted, it's because there's everything happening around me. It's extremely hard to
no
focus.
No worries. You're in a bustling place.
I'm doing the best I can. So, maybe we should take a picture of this. There is a cable car right in front of me.
Please do take some pictures from right where you're standing. I would love to see, what you're in the midst of.
We're not in front of the wiener place this time.
Oh, that's too bad. Award wieners.
Here last night, looking around and went, hey, we're in another location.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But it's all good. They were setting up last night, and once again, Disney, everything is perfect.
What is that if people want to see you? Is it Hollywood Lane or something like that? Avenue?
I think that is
what
they're
right at the base of the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Okay.
So
that's a good spot.
You can definitely find me that way. And there's red tablecloths on all, and it's Radio Row, man. There's at least 20 shows broadcasting this morning from all over the Bay Area.
Oh.
I mean, from all over the area. LA stations and Sacramento, and I saw San Jose. And so.
Do you recognize any of the people from the last time you were there?
A couple of the employees, but none of the radio shows.
Oh.
Hey, so I saw this in the Quran. Have you seen, and you probably don't go down to OB, and I surf and I don't go down to OB much, but apparently the cops busted a muralist in Ocean Beach who'd done a tribute to Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead. Have you seen this picture in the paper?
No.
So it's a picture. The guy tagged the break wall.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right there on the beach. And it's a picture of Lemmy. And it says heavy metal around him. And it's huge. And it's Lemmy with his middle finger up, which, he was one to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they caught Wen Winship.
Oh, that was awesome. Look at that.
Touching up his 60-foot-wide spray-painted tribute to the Motorhead frontman Lemmy. They caught him in the middle of it, and the National Park Service offered him the option of going to jail or calling his mom. Now, this is a grown man. He's 40.
Oh.
His mom is 71.
Oh.
I guess he's a professional artist from Minneapolis who'd been visiting his mom. And he tried to bargain his way out of the deal, but they were like, look, you can call your mom or you can go to jail. What's it going to be?
Did he go to jail?
He went to jail.
I had a feeling. Just the fact that we know that those were the options.
He says, I was so pissed off by the absurdity of it. It's graffiti on top of graffiti. And there were definitely lots of fans of the mural. It's a tribute to a dead man.
The thing about it is it's awesome. I'm looking at it. It's really well done. It's over other graffiti, but he did a great job on the background. It's the gigantic middle finger that's in it.
Yeah.
If he hadn't done the gigantic middle finger, then they might, because he's right. It's just a cement wall, but it's that middle finger. It's highly offensive and it's gigantic, but it looks like a giant dong and it's pointed right in his mouth.
I didn't see the dong.
Well, take another look at it. I mean,
okay,
I gotta say,
it's
over. You're seeing it now, aren't you?
Well,
aren't you, Vinny?
No, it's a middle finger. Come on.
It's a gigantic one. It's like 8 inches long.
Mushroom slap me.
Yeah, right. Kooman knows.
I thought, Vinny, you were going to say that they offered him a job to do some, nice murals out there.
But no.
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 Clearly,
no,
he has
didn't.
Some talent.
Yeah, he's awesome.
It looks like they had they officially dropped the case against him, but it's interesting because he ended up having to call his mom anyway because he needed to be bailed out of jail. So I guess it was just maybe in the morning rather than call her right there in the middle of the night.
Right. I'm not going to call my mom. Just take me to jail. Must be, you know, I know people don't love graffiti, and it does, and it is bad when it's just the little scribble tags and stuff, but man, some of that is, it's so, like, that is so, I mean, other than the middle finger thing, it's beautiful. It's, like, really well done. Some of these people are incredible artists. Mm-hmm. There's some graffiti right outside our window. I like the big fat letters and stuff. I think it's so cool, and it does give you that urban feel. I think I just think it's great when it's done really well and beautifully.
Remember when the kids used to bone and smoke pot behind your fence
they
in the park?
They still do that, yeah.
Oh, they do?
Well, they don't bone there as much because we did eliminate the one little secret place where we would find all the condoms. But man, there is an after high school party behind my house every single day.
And they're not tagging your fence, huh?
They're not.
Oh, that's
they're
good.
It's Mill Valley. Those kids don't have any spray paint, please.
I don't know.
They're not huffing it back there. Oh, that's right. They can afford real
weed. Yeah, they can
weed.
Afford real drugs, so they don't need to huff, I guess.
Oh, boy.
Mommy gave them some money for drugs.
So anyway, that's, I guess, I can do another story time-wise. I don't know where we're at.
We're cutting it pretty close at this point. Do you have any texts, or is that, what's going to happen with the text today?
I have not been given those.
I have the texts.
All right, let's hear some of that. Oh, no.
Oh, no what? Is everything okay?
No, I fear that Yuzi is going to read a bunch of pregnancy texts.
Oh, I wonder if there are any pregnancy.
Do it.
Anyone who's just joining us who didn't hear last Friday, Vinny's having another baby.
707. Is Vinny having another baby?
Yes, he is having another baby.
Someone says, sorry about three billboards, Hooman.
Aw.
Yeah.
He was very disappointed. They won a lot of acting stuff. That was good.
Yeah, the Academy Awards, I mean, they often make the wrong choice.
925. Wait, Vinny's getting married and having another baby?
That's right.
And then the next text says, Vinny's already married, you guys.
Yeah, we know. He probably already has three kids. We don't even know about
really?
I know. Are they twins? Are you going to have twins? Hello?
You don't have any text there about how you guys were so mean to me on Friday?
No,
mean to
not
you?
One
are you
single,
kidding me?
Matter of fact, people are saying how messed up they thought it was.
Yeah,
they hadn't told us
up.
Anything.
Get have you it. Never heard of
and
a
what's
surprise?
This? And then someone says, what's this all about with the new trend of Vinny posting on Instagram?
Yeah, that's his new way of announcing things. We have to keep a close eye on Vinny's Instagram so that we know what's going on in his life.
510 says, I thought you guys were better friends.
We thought so, too. But apparently not.
So when Sarah announced that she was pregnant and none of us knew, that was okay. But when I announced that I'm pregnant and nobody knew, that's mean.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. What? I told Yuzi long before I ever made the announcement on the air.
That
and the
true.
Thing is, you did have to get some stuff rescheduled. Vinny, you could have told us at that point. I mean, we would certainly respect your wishes to keep that private for the time being. God.
415 says Sam Rockwell played Chuck Berry in The Gong Show.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't see that movie either. All right, we are going to take a quick break at 6:55. Coming up in the Celebrity Trash, a ton more Oscar stuff, but we'll try to get to some other stuff as well.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.